live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Oh, and do we have a fun show for you today. Welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. We're going to cover three big areas today on the show. We're going to open by talking to Dee Skipton about Goodwill's big hiring fair coming this week. Then we'll have an interview with author Lynn Brunell, who has written an amazing and fun book for the whole family about bees. In fact, it's called Turn This Book Into a Beehive, and you can do just that with that book. And then after the news break with Link, we will have live music from Corridor 16, the up-and-coming band featuring Miles and Jude. So, we're going to get right to it. We have Dee Skipton on the phone. Dee, tell us what's going on with the Youth Adult Career and Job Fair.
Well, hi there, DJ. Thanks for having us. So this is the second annual Young Adult Career and Job Fair that Goodwill is helping put together with other sponsors, Yavapai College, Arizona at Work, the Yavapai County Education Service, Elwood Staffing, U.S. Army, NACOG, and Mountain View Manor. Those are our sponsors this year. And what we're doing is we're targeting the 16 to 24-year-olds in the area looking for jobs, particularly since school's getting ready to get out. And so they're going to be looking for jobs, and employers are looking to hire people. So we had a really good turnout. We had about 70 participants last year show up, and we have more sponsors than we did last year, and we have more exhibitors signed up than we did last year. So we're very excited. And we kind of have a theme this year, which we're very excited about implementing. It's investing in our local community, starting with the leadership of tomorrow, our youth. So we're using that as our tagline, and we're just very excited to have, I think we have close to 40 employers and resources that are going to be there this year.
Dee, I'm really glad to hear you say the youth orientation of this, because I talked to a lot of educators on this show, and they say one of the biggest challenges is keeping the young talent and energy here when they come out of school, because a lot of them automatically think they have to go to bigger cities, when in fact, there are good jobs here, aren't there?
There are really good jobs here. In fact, I think the last count that I talked to Yavapai College, who kind of spearheads it with us, is over 400 jobs, and a lot of those are things like with they're going to be military recruiters there. They're going to be some police agencies there. I mean, we just have a really great variety. The city of Prescott's there. Elwood Staffing. Mountain View Manor, Prescott Fire Department, Prescott Pines, RDO Equipment Company, Bancroft Homes. So there is a huge, huge presence of all different kinds of industries in this area that that the young people can come and talk to. And what's great about it is we have such great employers in this area where they will take the time to talk to these guys about, you know, what it takes to have a really good interview. They'll look at their resume. They'll kind of give them some advice and things like that. So we're very fortunate.
Now, when and exactly where is the job fair?
Well, it's Wednesday, this Wednesday, coming up on us. And it's over at the Juvenile Justice Center out in the lawn area. I don't know if anybody's ever driven by there, but there's this huge, nice lawn area that we're going to have it outside. And knock on wood, I think it's supposed to be really good, great weather like it was last year. So I encourage, and since it's on a Wednesday, and I know there might be some changes in schedules for early release for a lot of schools in the area, I encourage the parents to say, hey, drop their kids off, you know, whatever that might be. And we've done huge outreach with the area schools because you have a Pike County Education Service, and Mr. Golankowski over there has been very supportive in making sure the word gets out to the schools.
Now, that's in the area over by the Humane Society off Prescott
Lakes
Road, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's right by the roundabout there.
There you go. Now, you describe what kinds of positions will be open and the employers participating. Let me ask you this. How should people who are interested in going to this hiring fair, how should they prepare for it?
Well, you always, I mean, particularly young people, they may or may not have a resume, so we would encourage them to go to either the Goodwill Career Center here on Iron Springs, 1385 Iron Springs, so we can help put that resume together. And just because you don't have a lot of experience doesn't mean that we can't pull some of those skills. You know, if you've babysat, if you've mowed lawns, I mean, whatever that is, we can help put that in a resume. And then also we encourage people to go to the Arizona at Work offices in Prescott and Prescott Valley. So if your, you know, kids living out in Prescott Valley, they can go to the Arizona at Work office, and then in Prescott here, they can go to the Arizona at Work office, the NACOG office, and the Goodwill Career Center here. And then we, when they're here and we put their resume together, we also give them some interview tips that will kind of help, you know, make a good impression when they're walking around looking at the employers that are there.
And should they do any research, is there any way for them to find out, maybe through your webpage, who is hiring so they can do some research on those companies?
Sure. They can go to – Yavapai College has that on their website. So if you go to the Yavapai College website and just type in the search bar – job fairs, it will take you to the Regional Economic Development website, which is a huge partner to us. We're very, so excited to partner with them on job fairs, and that will take you to the young adult job fair, and it gives you, if you click on it, it gives you a list of the people that are going to be there, and some of them also give us the positions that are available.
Mm-hmm. And even though it's geared toward young adults, what age range overall would benefit from attending?
You know what? I would say your 16 to 24-year-olds, that's what we're targeting, but that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be, you know, other people that can't come and look at the positions that's here, because it's about, you know, the thing that the mission of Goodwill is to put people to work and end unemployment in the state of Arizona. So we are very serious about that, as well as our partners. So if you're around and you want to come to this job fair, by all means, come on over. And what's really great is that we have Yavapai College there is going to have their CTEC program there. So if you are a graduate and you don't want to go to a four-year college, and maybe you want to spend a year or 18 months getting a certificate for welding, for CNC operators, which we have positions here in the area, you can also talk to those people about doing that, which is a great opportunity for those kids that don't necessarily want or need to go to a four-year college. It's just something that they want to stick around in the area, or they just are not interested in that, which is okay.
Dee, I'm so glad you said that, because going back to the educators I've talked to, so many good jobs are available in this area for people who really aren't cut out for the white-collar you know, office jobs, things like this, that everybody seems to think they have to go to college for, when in fact an awful lot of employers I know will do some training for you on the job if you have like 1 year of college, something like this, or you have the employable valued skills, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, CTEC is our best-kept program through Yavapai College. You know, we have a shortage of construction workers, of CDL drivers, and those are the kinds of things that if you're, you know, 18-year-old and you're, you know, you're not really sure what you want to do, these, you know, there's so many employer needs in this area, and that's what we're trying to hook those up with those kids. JTED will be there, and JTED's also a wonderful program that can help place those kids into different kinds of programs. So we're very fortunate that we have this great collaboration with all of these partners putting this together, and it's much needed in this area, making sure that, you know, you don't have to do a four-year college. That's why we're putting all of this stuff together and stuff.
And you mentioned construction. I've talked to several economic development people in the area who say the reason some construction projects have been put on hold, they just can't find the people yet to put the buildings up.
That's absolutely right, and that's why I know that, you know, there people are talking about Yavapai College and putting some programs together. I mean, that's kind of where we're at, because I think for a long time it was four-year, and now we're looking at the technical trades, which, like I said, we have an absolute gem in the CTEC program over on Ruger Road out by the airport for the kids that are interested in auto mechanics, in engineering, in gunsmithing, and the CNC operators. I mean, that's one of those lost art kind of things that we need to keep the kids around to do all kinds of things. So I'm very excited about this.
What should job seekers wear, and what should they bring with them?
Well, No flip-flops, no pajama bottoms to start out with. Let's just get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Always, you know, nice pair of jeans and a nice shirt is absolutely fine, but we always encourage people to nice pants, nice shirts. Bring at least, I would say, to 10 to 15 copies of your resume in a little folder for you to start that conversation with the employer. And one of the things that we do is we try to make sure that the employer is knowing that this particular age group may have not been to a job fair before.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging them to kind of start that conversation with them. And like I said, we're very lucky to have employers in the area that know this and are willing to step up and, you know, give some really great advice to these young people that are coming, you know, first time into maybe a first job, maybe the first time they've been to a job fair. So,
and because so many of these people who will be coming will be their first, maybe second job, are there any warnings they should know about? Do not do this at the interview.
Gosh, that one I can't really think of anything. Just, you know, it's a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always smiling. You're a good handshake. If you have, how about a terrible handshake? Don't do a terrible handshake. A great firm handshake is a great first impression, along with smiling. I mean, I'm pretty sure that most employers know with this age group that they're going to be a little more nervous and things like that. So they're going to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But those two things make a huge difference.
And when you go in for the interview, turn the phone off. Right?
Oh, yeah. I think that would go without saying, but I can't say that enough.
That's true.
So, that would be good. If you can leave it in the, if you can at all pry yourself away from the phone, please do that for, you know, that hour, half hour, whatever it's going to take to go around and talk to the employers.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to sign up to attend this?
You know what? Here's what we do. Goodwill, part of what we do to provide a service to the job fairs is we do a registration so we can keep track of the age group, the zip code, you know, things that we ask the job seekers. And this one we're going to have to do, so we keep track of a registration of how many people are walking through. So I'll be able to, you know, let economic development people that I work with also know, you know, how many youth were at this, where'd they come from, you know, all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. That is Dee Skipton with the Goodwill Youth and Adult Career and Job Fair. Dee, for those who can't make it to the job fair, tell us about the Goodwill Hiring and Job Center.
So we have the Goodwill Career Center is located on 1385 Iron Springs Road, right next to our retail store.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we provide a service to job seekers in the area. We prepare them for the job-seeking experience. We help with your resumes. We help with interviewing skills. We also have job postings that that they can look through. We just, you know, we're kind of that one-on-one personal type interaction to help the job seeker. And then we also help out with job applications because some of those job application websites can be pretty frightening at times. And then the flip side of that is we also help employers in the area where if you have five or more open positions, we can do hiring events. We can do recruiting Thursdays where every Thursday we have a different employer in here looking for positions. We're very fortunate that this facility that we're in is a big, nice, we have a training room available for classes, and we have a multi-purpose room that is absolutely gorgeous and can be used by anybody in the community. So that's what we're able to offer, all of this at no cost to our community.
And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A, and thank Lindsay Hansen for me, too.
Oh, I will.
You have a great day. Hope you get a great turnout Wednesday.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Dee Skipton. Stay tuned because we've got an interview coming up with Lynn Brunell. She is going to show you or tell us how to turn her book into a beehive. Yeah, that's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our native quaking aspen.
Few experiences capture the magic of nature so well as a quaking aspen dancing in the slightest of breeze.
You'll love their unique bark as it shines white, brand new leaves celebrating spring's arrival.
Plant a row along your driveway or simply as a focal point in the yard.
Hand-picked specimens start at under $100, but we have huge, showy models as well.
Waters Garden Center, for people who love their quaking aspen, they love to shop.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center Friday, May 18th.
I like a dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert. 7 times Male Performer of the Year. 5 times Songwriter of the Year. Western Music Hall of Famer.
May the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated life. Enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, there's a community meeting this evening at 6 o'clock where you can learn about the Granite Mountain Hotshots Learning and Tribute Center and how you can get involved. It'll take place at 6 o'clock tonight at the White Spar Fire Station. That's at 333 White Spar Road in Prescott. Last week, you may have heard John Marsh on the show talking about the creation of this learning center. He is the father, of course, of Eric Marsh, who is one of those 19 courageous Granite Mountain hotshots who perished in June of 2013. The Tuesday Night Classic screening tomorrow night at the Harkins 14 in PV is the Mel Gibson 1995 classic Braveheart. It won the Oscar for Best Picture, Best Director, Gibson, Best Cinematography, Sound Effects, and Makeup. That is tomorrow at 7 o'clock, just $5 at the Harkins, 14 in Prescott Valley. It's a big one for the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Jay Leno is coming to town Saturday, August 25th. Tickets went on sale today at ycpac.com for Jay Leno. And the Diamondbacks start a 3-game series tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers, hoping to break that 5-game losing streak. Tune in tonight for the pregame show at 6, the first pitch at 6:40, right here on KQ&A on the FM side. Stay tuned. We're going to find out how to turn that book into a beehive. And then after news with Link, we'll hear from the band Corridor 16 on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
This is State Representative David Stringer. Once again, the political season is upon us, and candidates are seeking your attention. On behalf of myself and Representative Noel Campbell, we'd like to invite you to a town hall with senatorial candidate Kelly Ward this Friday, May 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Prescott Adult Center, 1280 East Rosser Street, Prescott, Arizona. Former State Senator Kelly Ward is a leading Republican candidate to replace our current Senator Jeff Flake in the United States Senate. This town hall is open to everyone. It's an opportunity for local voters to meet, greet, and learn more about Dr. Kelly Ward and why she's running for the United States Senate. All are welcome, regardless of party affiliation. Please bring your questions and an open mind and join us this Friday, May 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Prescott Adult Center for a town hall with Kelly Ward.
This ad was paid for by State Representatives David Stringer and Noel Campbell.
Aloha! Teens, pack your suitcase for a Mystery Island adventure.
Mysterious events are afoot for teens at Prescott Public Library. Hi, I'm Jennifer Kendall, librarian from Prescott Public Library.
And I'm Rob White, a local actor playing the private detective.
We're inviting crime-solving teens to our Teen Murder Mystery Dinner, Hawaii Dio, on Tuesday, May 15th at 6 p.m.
Dinner and a mystery. How cool is that? Everyone must register and seating is limited. Contact Prescott Public Library for more information.
Thank you, friends of the Prescott Public Library, for funding this program.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. You know, spring, of course, has finally arrived and the flowers are starting to bud. Well, four-time Emmy Award-winning writer for the show, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, Lynn Brunell is with us. She has written a wonderful book called Turn This Book Into a Beehive. It has 19 experiments and activities to offer a deeper understanding of what it's like to be a bee and how we can help protect them. Lynn, you spend a lot of this book talking about an amazing little bee that is nature's super pollinator. Who is that?
That is the mason bee, which I didn't even know existed until I started doing research for this book, and they are remarkable. I think when we think of bees, at least before I did the research, when I thought of bees, I thought of bees as all living in hives and all having a queen bee and all making honey. But it turns out that that's only 2% of the population of bees on the planet.
And not only that, but there's something like how many thousand different species of bees?
25,000 different species of bees in the world, and 4,000 of those species in America alone. And so they fall into two camps. There's the social bee camp and then the solitary bee camp. The social bee camp are the honeybees and the bumblebees, and they have a queen, and they gather food in the form of nectar and honey, and they protect their hives with stings, like venomous stings, right? Then there's the solitary bees, who they don't live together in a hive. They live near each other. You know, they don't live in the same hive. They don't work together as a social unit. Every girl's a queen. Every female, actually, every female, at least for mason bees, they're kind of like single moms. They find the home. They get the food, they lay the eggs, and they go out, grab mud, and spackle these walls, which is why they're called mason bees. But these solitary bees are amazing pollinators.
And we always hear stories in the news about when there's swarms of bees, there are sometimes fatal bee stings. We don't worry about that with the mason bee, do we?
No, mason bees don't sting. They're friendly bees, and they don't need to sting because they're solitary. The bees that live in the hives, that they sting to actually protect all their investment, right? So there's one queen bee, and she's got all the genetic information. She's passing on all that genetic information to all the eggs, right? So the worker bees in that hive need to protect her because they're protecting their next generation. Also, these worker bees in the hives are spending hours and hours and lifetimes to create honey. And the honey is something that they want to protect, too, because it took a lot of resources to create that. So the worker bees, they have the same body structure as a queen. They're not the same size. But the queen has an oviposter at the end of her body, and that's where she lays the eggs from. The worker bees don't lay eggs, but they still have that oviposter, and it doubles as a stinger. It's filled with venom, and they can use it to protect their hive. With a solitary bee, you know, since every girl's a queen and laying her own eggs, she doesn't carry venom in that area. So if you do mess with a mason bee, she might stick that in you, but there's no venom, so it's not going to be a bee sting.
Now, bees, I understand, have a very, very powerful sense of smell, and some have even been trained by the Los Alamos National Laboratory?
Yeah, to be able to sniff out bombs. They can detect molecules of such small concentrations that they're really useful for that thing. There was even experiments that I was reading about that they use bees to sniff out cancer. People breathe into some sort of container, and if the bee flies toward it, then it is a marker for some sort of thing for them to look for cancer. It's pretty amazing that they've been used to sniff out bombs. It's at Los Alamos National Laboratory to be bomb detectors.
If they
smell the explosive, and then they stick out their tongues, and that's how you know that they smell the explosive.
And we also understand that honey has quite a shelf life, doesn't it?
It's got like no expiration date. There have been stories of archaeologists who have dug out Egyptian tombs, 3,000-year-old tombs, and finding these pots of honey that have been crystallized. But if you just add heat to the sugar crystallization, will break down again, and the honey will be just fine. There's no bacteria in it because there are these natural antibiotic fluid. So it's got no shelf life. It's pretty amazing. You can eat that honey from 3,000 years ago, and it would taste just as delicious as honey you harvested last week.
Describe one or two of the experiments and activities in your book, Turn This Book Into a Beehive.
One of my favorites is, I just love this, that bees have this sort of electro sense, right? They're very, very sensitive, and they can tell differences in current. So when they fly up to a flower, they're flying through the air, and they're getting bombarded by molecules, right? And so those molecules knock off some electrons, and bees are positively charged. Flowers themselves are negatively charged because a lot of these free-floating electrons land on the flowers. So in a strange way, almost like a magnet, a bee can come up towards a flower, and because it is positively charged and the flower is negatively charged, the pollen can like leap to the bee and stick to its body. And so there's a really cool experiment that shows that if you can make a flower out of tissue paper and then cut tiny little confetti to put on top of that flower, then you take a balloon and you rub that balloon on your head and you're charging it, right? And then you hold it over the flower, those little tiny pieces of pollen will leap to the balloon bee. And it's just a great visual illustration of how you can use differences in magnetic fields, and that they use these in nature. nature. It's really cool.
Now, you've written more than 45 books. You are also a writer, four-time Emmy Award-winning writer for Bill Nye, the Science Guy. At what age do you think the science bug bit you?
Oh, I'm a firm believer that toddlers are, even before. I think babies, right? They're in the high chair, and they're dropping peas off the high chair, and that is them figuring out the world, right? They're kind of looking like, every time I drop that pea, it goes down. Those are gravity experiments,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Anytime they stick something in their mouth, they're trying to check and see what that material is and what the texture is. So I think we're born scientists. I think sometimes that joy for experimentation and discovery can get sort of teased out of us. I know it did for me when I was younger. I didn't have teachers that were comfortable, I think, in science, and so they didn't share any of that passion. So as I grew up and realized how cool this world is and how it's all science, I kind of love sharing that and sharing the enthusiasm with not only kids but teachers too, and parents who say that they're not science people, because I would argue we're all science people. If you've ever asked why something happens or how mm-hmm. it works, that's all science.
And tell us about the effect of the annual loss of honeybee colonies and the effect on the environment.
Well, it's a scary thing, because bees are actually a keystone species, and that means that plants and animals depend on that species for survival, and if that species is removed, then the whole ecosystem could crumble, and we're part of that species. We really depend on bees, because they pollinate 75% of the plants, the fruits and vegetables that we eat, and they also pollinate some of the clothing plants, cotton and linen, and if they disappear, that food source is going to disappear for us. And you know, you can trace almost anything back to a bee. You can trace a slice of pizza back to a bee, because the grain that went into making the dough is a grass that's pollinated by bees. The cheese that comes from the cow eats the grass that's been pollinated by bees. So if bees disappear, so does a lot of our food. The lucky thing is, well, the unlucky thing is that honeybees are in trouble. The hives are collapsing, the bees are disappearing, and, you know, there's a whole host of reasons why scientists think this is happening. You know, everything from the pesticides that we use on our farms and gardens, to the global warming, which is changing the schedule of flowers that are opening at different times, to the stress that we're putting the bees under because we're using them in farms and orchards and things, and expanding their sort of ribbon of pollen gathering and honey making, making it a lot bigger. So we're putting a lot of pressure on these honeybees. Plus, there are viruses and funguses and mites, and some people even think that cell phone towers might have an effect on these. That's the bad news. The good news is that honeybees aren't the only show in town. These mason bees and other solitary bees are wild. Their populations are healthy. Honeybees are domesticated. They were all brought here by the colonists who colonized America. They were all brought here from Europe, and it traces way, way, way back. Humans have been domesticating honeybees ever since really the Stone Age. There have been carvings and caves found of people harvesting bees from 32,000 BC. So, yes, there's a problem with the honeybees, but if we can bring in, if we can invite these wild pollinators into our gardens, we can actually alleviate a lot of the pressure that these honeybees are feeling and make a difference while we're doing it.
The author is Lynn Brunell. The book is Turn This Book Into a Beehive, and 19 other experiments and activities that explore the amazing world of bees. And if you're in the Prescott Valley area, we recommend asking for Turn This Book Into a Beehive at Bookhaven in the Prescott area. Check it out at Peregrine Books. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you.
That's Lynn Brunell. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Wall- Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It happens all across the state. Grab a scratcher's ticket feeling great. Alas, it seems your luck's run out. But that's no reason for you to pout. It's the $1 Million Giveaway. Happening now till the end of May. All scratchers from $10 to $30 could bring a second chance to win $1 million. Enter until May 31st, and maybe soon your wallet will burst. See more at ArizonaLottery.com. I can't think of anything that rhymes with .com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Blood. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Al's Auto Body. House Jules Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yamapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 6. Money of 1130. 99.9 FM in Prescott. And Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Walk and Volk. Watch for delays as work gets underway on Yavapai County roads today. Asphalt Paving and Supply will be performing road construction on Merrill and O'Neill Drives in Williamson Valley, Ramada Drive in Diamond Valley, and Schoolhouse Gulch Road in Groom Creek. Construction includes the overlaying of the existing asphalt with new hot mix asphalt and shoulder work. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Monday through Thursday, through June 21st. Van Contracting is performing safety improvements on Williamson Valley Road at its intersections with Granite Oaks and Buchanan Drives, and Blackjack Ridge and other loop roads. Shoulders are being widened to accommodate a center turn lane and increase the lengths of the turn lanes and acceleration and deceleration lanes. Work hours are Monday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. through June 28th. Copper State Paving and Construction is performing removal of existing soils, drainage and culvert work, and placement of hot mix asphalt on Granite Gardens and Lake Fork Roads in the Granite Dells area. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. through June 25th. The town of Prescott Valley officials are seeking partnership with the U.S. Postal Service.
A letter written by Mayor Harvey Skoogs states the current post office on Highway 69 doesn't adequately serve the needs of the largest and fastest growing community in Yavapai County.
We have to have this area served. We're asking them to bring in a change for that. We need more room, more services. Our town is growing about 40, 50, 60, 70 homes a month. At this time, we're quite underserved.
Skoogs says town of Prescott Valley officials have been receiving complaints about the post office.
A lot of waiting. Parking is an issue. We want to see that problem solved. We do appreciate the post office. They've been good to us. I think we've just outgrown their present facility and ability to serve.
In a letter to area postmaster Matthew Mills, town officials are requesting a written strategy accompanied with a timeline to ensure residents are served properly by the local post office. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear skies expected tonight and looking at the work week. We're going to see an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area, the high of 77 tomorrow and a high of 81 on Wednesday. 53 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 87 and a high on Wednesday of 91. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
You like it when the cable company says we'll be there between noon and 4? When you call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, we give you a time and we're there. And if our license, background check, drug-free texts are late, we pay you $5 for every minute we're late, up to $300. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
He's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
An intimate evening with a man and his music.
Call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater.
When you're all alone.
J.D. Souther.
Won't you do what you live for?
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a night filled with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USANA.
The municipality puts chlorine in the water to keep the yucky stuff from growing. You're supposed to have a system to take it out along with all the other nasties. Don't have it? Buying and lugging water bottles? Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:41. It's music time. We have the band Corridor 16 in the studio. It's going to be a real pleasure to hear these folks because I understand, rumor has it, Jude and Jacob, that you guys have your calendar marked for May 26th at 7 p.m. What's going on?
We're going to be having a release party. We're going to be releasing some of our favorite singles. I like to call it the single blast party in a way. It's going to be in the premiere room.
That's Jude and Jacob. Tell us about the music that your band does.
Well, some of our music is punk. It's mostly punk. You add a touch of pop. And then every once in a while, I always add a little bit of Latin, you know, to make things interesting.
And who are your musical influences?
Well, as a kid, I always grew up listening to the Beatles a lot, but I want to say nowadays I listen to more bands like Green Day or MCR, but I think one of the bigger influences here in Arizona specifically is a lot of the local punk bands I listen to.
Jacob, who are your influences?
When I first started playing percussion, definitely Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know, I had the right music and stuff like that. And
sure.
His drumming is red hot.
Yeah, it fits very well. Well, you guys are going to do a song for us that is always in demand by your fans. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the stage over to you. Before you you take your instruments and start playing and singing, describe the song for us.
The song that we're about to play. So this song is called Bulletproof, and it's not only one of my favorite songs, but it's a fan favorite. Funny thing about this song, I was there was like some stuff going on between my friends like late at night, and I just went to my room and stood up and I couldn't fall asleep. Then like somewhere around 2 a.m. the melody just like popped in my head, and I immediately woke up everyone in my house because I was singing the whole song over and over because I wanted to remember it.
That's what writers call the muse. When it hits in the middle of the night, I have to ask you both, you guys, this. Now you both write music, correct? You write songs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you keep something like a phone by your bed or a notepad just in case it hits in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I do. But my phone actually ran out of space. So when I think of a song, I have to like go to the computer room in my house and like turn on the computer and wait for it and then record it and go back to bed.
Yeah. Jacob?
I use apps, like writing apps. So when I have an idea, I usually write it down on one of my apps on my phone or type in the notes. And I just lay it out like that, and then I practice it.
That's how you do it. You guys can go ahead and start playing and singing Bulletproof. And this is a song that you guys created from scratch, correct?
Yes.
Very good. The stage is yours. This is the band Corridor 16 with Jude and Jacob. They are going to perform Bulletproof right here on KQNA.
Just another empty day, laying down, waste away in the middle of the night. Now I'm thinking I'm breaking, had enough seeing all those tears fall from your eyes. And I can't think of why we always try again and again. Well, we all know it's nothing. Because I'm bulletproof, but I don't know what to do. But I'll laugh if you're off the same. I've had enough of you. Can't we just start again? Cause I just don't need these friends. But I know I've made my mistakes, but I'm just sick of you. Getting tired, getting spent, getting dragged, getting pissed at all these so-called friends. But I'll keep up the smile all the time, even though I'll be stabbed in the back. And maybe it's cause I really love you, don't you know? Well, I can't seem to break through you. Because I'm bulletproof, but I don't know what to do. But I laugh cause you're all the same, I've had enough of you. Can't we just start again? Cause I just don't need these friends. But I know I've made my mistakes, but I'm just sick of you. Pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. Maybe I've tried, and I know I'll fall, and I know I'll break, and I know you'll smile. Because I'm bulletproof, but I don't know what to do. But I'll laugh cause you're all the same, I've had enough of you. Can't we just start again? Cause I just don't need these friends. But I know I've made my mistakes, but I'm just sick of you.
All right, there we go. Way to go. That's Jude and Jacob. That is Corridor 16. You know, I can pick up a little bit of the Green Day there, just a little bit vocally of Billy Joe Armstrong. I can see that there.
Actually, there was this girl, or I forgot who told me this specifically, but I remember she said, it's like you guys have the voice of Green Day and the heart of MCR. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little quote.
That's a nice combination.
Really nice combination.
So take me through the songwriting process. I always ask musicians this question. Which comes first in most cases, the lyrics or the melody?
It's actually 50-50 for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I could be like in my car, and I could be like, I would think of a phrase or like a certain word, but like, oh, that could be a song, and I'd work it from there. Sometimes it could be a guitar riff that I just play by accident, or sometimes, like what I said earlier, the melody can just pop into my head randomly, just like that.
Jacob, how about you?
About the same way, 50-50, you know.
Back in the 70s, there was a huge band of the Bee Gees came out of England, and they found a lot of success in America, and they kind of had a big comeback hit in 1975. It was called Jive Talkin'. And the reason I asked that question about the melody or the lyric, which comes first, is they were stopped at a railroad crossing, and a train's going by, and they're just sitting there biding time, and they happen to hear the trains on the tracks. That became the lead-in for Jive Talkin'. And it's amazing where musicians get their ideas from. They'll hear something, they'll go, I bet I can do something with that. It may be a sound in nature, it may be a sound at work, somebody may be whistling something. They'll hear a song, they'll go, I can do something with that. Does that happen to you guys?
It really does happen to me. I want to say, a lot of our songs that we have, you know, it's about my life, about his life, like all the struggles we go through, all the food he has to eat.
This sounds like the comic strip Zits, because they have a teenage son who eats like a racehorse.
Yeah.
And he doesn't gain a pound. Doesn't that drive you crazy? Look at this.
I eat a lot.
He doesn't gain a pound. It proves life is not fair, I'm telling you. I walk by a donut shop and sniff, and I gain 2 pounds. It's just not fair. So tell us once again about your release party. This is cool stuff.
Well,
when and where?
Well, it's going to be in Central Phoenix at a place called the Premier Room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually having one of my friends who's also a DJ. His name is G, or Gillis Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be doing the front guy. And we'll have, like, a banner and stuff like that. And there's, like, going to be shirts to sell, you know, just like your standard show stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
How can people buy your music?
Our music is available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. It's on everything, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy us, go anywhere. Not at record shops, I don't think so.
Record shops are kind of dying off, aren't they? You know, even Best Buy is going to quit selling CDs now.
Really?
They're going to stop selling CDs, I think, next month. And Target, I believe, in July is going to stop selling CDs. I would never have seen that day coming, ever. And I grew up with vinyl. Yeah, so I went from vinyl to cassette. I'm 8 tracks. Hello. I went from vinyl to 8 tracks to cassettes to CDs, and I thought, well, that's as far as the medium goes. It can't go any farther than this. And then, of course, now we download everything. So that's a great way for people to get your music. So give me an example. Where would you like to be 5 years from now, musically speaking?
Would you like to start, Jacob?
Yeah, sure. You know, going on tours, meeting new people, meeting new friends, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
musically. So, you know, that's where I see myself.
Mm-hmm.
Big stages as well.
Yeah, it'd be nice, Jude.
For me, I never wanted to have, like, a realistic goal. I always wanted to shoot for the stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be where we are. Like, I don't want to be in the exact same place 5 years from now.
Yeah.
I want us to go on tour. I want to spread our music everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just in AZ, but across the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
across the world, and spread our message and spread our melodies everywhere.
I'll tell you what's probably going to happen once you guys get a regional following and start spreading. I've talked to Tom Agostino, a local impresario here, does a lot of band bookings at the Elks Theater, Highland Center, places like this. And an awful lot of musicians, when they're starting out, because money is always very, very tight, they will tend to stay with other musicians. When they travel to different cities, they'll make friends with musicians in that city. They'll crash there for the night, return the favor when they come to your city. Comedians do the same thing, because money is real, real tight. You got to save where you can. And because you're spending time with other people who are doing what you're doing, you get a lot of great ideas. A lot of great music comes from those meetings and from those associations. So which band do you most admire today?
Like locally or like...
Nationally.
Nationally.
Jacob, how about you?
Yeah.
Anybody come to mind right away?
There's a lot. If we're just speaking about genre and stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, MCR came pretty far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MCR. I mean, I listen to a lot of MCR. Let's see. I listened to Green Day. Listened to a whole lot of Green Day.
21 Pilots.
Okay.
That they had a great start off. I mean, they started playing at the church. I mean, they got stuff like that going.
Yeah.
We're actually on the same tracks.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
I mean, we're kind of structuring ourselves by the people all around us.
And I have to ask you, do either of you read music?
He reads music. I did know how to read music.
Mm-hmm.
But, honestly, like, after a point when I was playing guitar, I didn't really need it. I realized I was using less and less of it,
yeah.
you know.
And you're playing by ear, right?
I'm playing by ear. It all comes to my head after a while.
And you play what you feel, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That is Jude and Jacob. The band is Corridor 16. They're going places, folks. Make sure you see them once again when and where for your release party.
At the Premier Room in Central Phoenix. Everything is up on our social media already. If you guys want tickets, just feel free to message us on anything, pretty much. Not
mm-hmm.
not on Tinder. Don't message us on there.
No, don't go there. No. And your webpage or Facebook account is where?
It's facebook.com/corridor16, and the 16 is the spelling of 16.
Spelled out. There you
spelled
go.
Spelled out.
Very good. Corridor 16, Jude and Jacob, and thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Best of luck with you guys' musical career. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Listen to this.
Come ride with me. Time to saddle up right away.
That's Western Hall of Fame artist Dave Stamey. And he's coming to the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday, May 18th.
There's so much to see. Don't worry, I know the trails. I know the way.
Dave defies description. He's Western. He's country, folk, and a cowboy poet all rolled into one.
Come ride with me.
Tickets for the May 18th show are available now.
It's right away.
At the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center box office on Gurley Street. By phone at 777-1370 or online at Prescott Elks Theater.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for our buddy Matt Santos with Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guest, Charles Matthews, from Boys to Men Mentoring, with musician Johan Glidden from Sugar and the Mint for their Play It Forward event. Then I'll have Beverly Denusis, sponsored by the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. She'll be here tomorrow at about 3:30 to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month and about the comedian they're bringing in to cast a humorous light on how we deal with mental health. That is Q&A Tuesday at 3, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.